So say you want a haircut. Traditionally, there are two major options: a salon, usually a space for women, or a barbershop, typically a space for men. But what if you don't feel like you belong in either of those spaces? Contributor Sam Leeds went in search of another kind of place.
At 3rd and James in Pioneer Square, there's a tiny storefront. Blink and you would miss it, except it's painted mustard yellow. Oh, and there's a bearded lady on the metal sign above the door. Tourists stop to take pictures of it. If they're lucky, they'll think to look inside. Because on the wall, there's a mural. In it, there are floating cogs and bits of machinery. And in the center, there's another bearded lady. She goes from floor to ceiling. She's got purple skin and blue-black curly hair, and she radiates gold light.
I have clients that come in that are like, "Is that you?" And I'm like, "No, that's not me. It's a little narcissistic. I don't need to stare at myself all day."
That's Kelly Wimbledon, and this is her barbershop. It's called Andro, like androgynous. Today, she's cutting her friend Sophia's hair. Sophia's a fellow barber, and they cut each other's hair almost every week.
So basically, I just start with like a guideline for where I'm gonna take hair away.
Andro's a little different from your typical barbershop.
I started hearing the stories about how there are no safe spaces for queer people or women in barbershops. And then I said to myself, I was like, maybe I'll just get a license and create a space.
Kelly's been a lot of things over the years. When she lived in Philly, she was a correctional officer at a maximum security prison. Then she moved to Seattle and became a custom framer. She just started looking for barbering schools when she got fired.
But it was all like divine timing for sure. I wasn't upset. I was kind of excited because I'm all about like, what's next? And it was this.
Kelly was ready. She'd started training. She had a mentor. She even had a 5-year plan to make Andro a reality. But things moved a lot faster than that. A year into her plan, her mentor offered her a shop space.
I was like, no, I don't want this space. You know, because it didn't fit into my timeline. I had to reframe my train of thought, right? And then remember that it wasn't about me, and then proceed. So I said yes and no about 4 times to owning this space. It's like the shorter it goes, the sooner you need it cut, because you want it to look clean. Which is why we are in each other's chairs once a week.
Traditional barbershops tend to be male-dominated. Kelly knows. She's gone to barbershops with her brother.
Yeah, they would talk about things that was just like, what? Like this is a public space, you know what I mean? Like, what I assume locker room talk might be.
Kelly's clients have told her all kinds of stories about barbershops. They've told her about going in for a short cut and being asked if their husbands were okay with it. They've told her about being hit on or feeling unsafe. Some of them avoided barbershops entirely until Andro.
Some people come in and I can see that they, like, the relief on their faces that it's me, whether it be because I'm black or I'm a woman or I'm queer. Like, one of those things are gonna resonate, and that's what they're just like, oh, this is gonna be a great experience. So this haircut is almost done already because these are like butter.
Kelly doesn't advertise. She says she doesn't need to. People talk. She doesn't even take walk-ins. It's by appointment only. Most days it's just her and the client in the shop. She says keeping it one-on-one gives people the space to open up. Like this one client, a trans guy.
He was telling me that all his life, like, coming into my chair was the first time he'd ever had a haircut. And I was just like, what do you mean? You know, like, like, since you moved to Seattle? And they were like, no, like, ever. And I said, so what did you do, like, all your life? And they were like, I just grew locks. And I almost cried, like, I'm almost tearing up now, because it's like, this is something that's so simple, but there are people who have never been comfortable.
It seems like the shop holds like a little bit of magic for you too, because like staying in here every day and seeing this bearded woman on the wall,
yeah,
and being like, oh, mm-hmm, maybe I can explore that for myself.
Yeah, know? It does. Because the parts of me, the cogs and the wheels, that's me. Like, that's me. My brain doesn't stop, and not necessarily in a creative way, right? Like, it just doesn't stop. I'm always thinking. But then the bearded lady, like, I'm so attracted to it.
As she talks, Kelly reaches out and touches the bearded lady on the wall. Then she runs her hand over her own short beard, coming in along her chin and jawline.
So right now, I'm growing this little beard out. First time I've ever done this. But then I just started embracing it and thinking to myself, like, what if I did grow this beard out? Because it started growing when I was, like, 15. And it was one of those things, like, I'm attracted to bearded ladies. I'm attracted to androgyny, period. And then, yeah. And then here we are.
Cool. And she's all set.
Yes. Thank you.
That's it.
All right. How do you feel?
I feel fantastic. Really great.
Awesome.
The day after Kelly and I talked, she posted on Instagram a proud selfie. She's been recognized as a standout entrepreneur in Seattle and decided to grow her beard out for the photo shoot. In the post, she wrote, "She's done with electrolysis and laser. She's done with beauty being pain. Her beard represents andro, and she's not cutting it off until it's finished growing." She wrote, "I want to see what it do."